This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Joining us now, we have Kathy Hunt and Tanya McNaughton. And Kathy is the director and Tanya is the actor of She Wrote the Letter, which is a new play being staged at St. Martin's Theatre. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yes. Now, Kathy, you've been in before. We were talking about it was... It was last year.
No, it was May last year, right before the apocalypse happened again.
Right, for the okay. Fourth time. Did you get that show off the ground?
So we got to preview and we got to open and then we got to close when the fourth lockdown happened.
Oh, no.
The set is still in my garage.
I hope it's versatile so you can use it for other shows as
We're
well.
We're going to have another season of that show at La Mama later on this year.
Even okay. better.
Yeah.
And this show has been on hold as well.
Yeah, so this show was due to happen last September.
Right.
And before that as well. Yeah, we were due to do two seasons last year. But right. Now we are doing our first season, but it's been postponed three times.
Whoa.
And then we have another season at La Mama
of this show, which yeah. we'll mention that, which is fantastic. So you're in St. Martin's Theatre in South Yarra, and then you're moving it to La Mama. And the wonderful thing, all the theatres are actually... And, you know, saying we'll get to you, we'll still do the shows that were booked through COVID, which is lovely.
So St. Martin's and La Mama have both been extremely supportive.
Fantastic.
And so it does feel like we get to have a destination for this show, which is Tanya's baby.
Right. Fantastic. So, Tanya, give us a bit of a background on who you are.
I live in Australia, but I'm from New Zealand.
Right.
And came to Australia about 15 years ago. But when I was 14, back in 1979, I started writing to a young girl in Germany. And she lived in the eastern part of Germany. And so at the time, the Berlin Wall was still up. And we wrote for... 29 years before we then started Skyping.
Whoa.
So 29 yeah. years.
But we kept all our letters. So
oh, wow.
Both of us. So yeah. we had over 220 letters.
Right. Each. Have you met her?
Yes. No,
apart from Skyping.
Met her first, tried to meet her first in 1987 before the wall came down. I managed to get a two-week visa to enter into East Berlin to stay with her. However, the Stasi, which we found out only about 10 years ago when she managed to get her Stasi forms.
I don't know what that is. What's this?
So the Stasi is a secret police in Germany.
Right, okay.
And basically they controlled the people there.
Right.
And they kept, there were probably one in six people were informers. So they had a file on everyone. And once the wall came down, you could ask for your files. Some people probably didn't get their files because
Whoa.
They had destroyed a lot of them.
Whoa.
She did get hers, and we discovered that inside her files were letters from me and also the telegram that I had sent her when I was organising to meet her in East Berlin, and she never received that telegram.
Oh, no.
Did she receive the letters, or were they intercepted and then passed
She
on?
Did receive the letters, but they had all been often open and read. But the telegram she didn't receive meant that we were meeting in two different spots, so we never met.
Oh, no.
Then, and that was very sad, but about six months later, boyfriend at the time, who's now my husband, we managed to get a one-day visa into East Berlin. and managed to organise to meet her then. So when I was 22, we did meet just for one day.
Right, okay.
And then we met again in 2008 as a family in her town because the wall was no longer up at that stage.
Yep, yep. And she must have been leading such a different life to you, you know, with the freedom that we have and the... You know, like, and people reading her letters and everything like that, you know, it must have been a really tough, terrible time for those people.
Well, I'm not sure it was as bad for all of them. I mean, I think they managed, that's what they knew, that was their life.
Mm.
She is a very positive person, very happy kind of person.
Oh, great. So she's not resentful of it now?
And... She had a lot of relatives in the West, so they used to send over parcels and things like that.
Mm.
But she did all the normal things that teenagers did.
Mm.
You know, they went to discos. She loved music. She could travel to places like Hungary and Bulgaria and places like that, which she did. You know, she hitchhiked to those places, which I thought was quite courageous. I would never.
She had a lot
that.
Of pen pals. She had one in Brazil. She kind of travelled virtually.
Yeah, right. She did. She loved to learn different languages.
Okay.
Mm.
And how did you get to meet her in the first place? How did it come about? As a pen pal.
So I was taking German at school.
Right.
And my teacher asked if we would like pen pals. I said I would like one. And one day she came in and handed me her contacts. And how that came about was really my friend had found a magazine. It was a Western magazine and she had read it. There were pen pal things in there, so she wrote to the organisation. But she knew that she would have to bribe them. She said she bought a really nice, I think it was a tablecloth, or a tea towel or something, and sent it as a gift to say, please, could you put my name in your book?
Mm.
And that's how it happened.
Wow, wow. So Kathy, how have you approached this? You know, you're as a director, how are you presenting it?
Well, the script is extreme, like it's covering like decades.
Yeah.
Music is very important. So,
and Tanya, you didn't write the...
No, I... commissioned a playwright,
right,
Australian
playwright
Kieran Carroll, to write the play for me. Gave him all my letters.
So we've been thinking a lot about what it is that you want for someone when you want from someone when you write to them, and how you hope that they're going to answer you, and what your needs are, and how when you're really young you have all these ideas about what your life's going to be like, and you kind of want to travel and you want to experience everything, and you sort of take all that, and that's kind of what you bring to like a relationship or a friendship with someone, and how that is what then years later you look back on and you go, well, all that possibility that I experienced, did it really come to pass the way I thought it would? You know, you start to sort of measure up your younger self's dreams.
Yeah.
So also the feeling of being listened to, of not being listened to, and who is your like person that's going to answer you or hear you when you speak, and also that feeling that you get with a letter that maybe people don't experience so much now with instant responses, of what it is to wait and trust that someone is listening to you, and how that affirms you and gives you a feeling of mattering to someone in the world.
Yeah. And you mentioned about music. Tell us what, you know,
because
why did you mention music?
Well, so the writer actually specified particular tracks in the script to kind of, I guess, help us explore the passage of time. I've been having fun watching some video clips. So one that I really enjoy is a song by M from 1979 called Pop Music.
Yeah, I loved that song.
Yeah, and just exploring some of the like dancing and sunglasses and stylistic, you know, those things have been quite inspiring.
Right.
We've also been having fun finding old records for set design, you know, because it's hard to find posters, but you can use record covers and it really gives you a sense
of course,
what... And all that energy that went into the sort of materiality of those objects and how much people used to define their identities through going, I like this band or I like that band, and it was really hard to find out about them. You know, it wasn't like now where you can just Google something. It was like if you knew about something, that actually meant a lot, you know.
You're right. You know, like, because there was no internet, was there?
Yeah, there were those street press magazines.
That's where, because being an oldie, that's where I found out all about it. Or TV shows.
Yeah.
There were weekly TV shows where you would find out a bit. Countdown.
Oh, yeah. And especially thinking about people in East Germany behind the Berlin Wall, wanting that Western content, and then like what they were allowed to have, what they weren't allowed, and how that sort of, there's a scene where they're dancing to 99 Luftballons.
Hey.
And then there's a song by Smokey called Living Next Door to Alice.
Yeah.
So we're kind of, and things like Crowded House, Simply Red, you know, how all those things work. Also got quite a lot of voice, been recording some Kiwis and some, German Stasi.
Right.
We have a Stasi telegram being intercepted. Yeah.
Hey, I've got a little story because I used to work for international record companies, and I was with Jim Kerr from Simple Minds. He was doing media call that day when the Berlin Wall came down. I was here in Melbourne with him, and he came out of an interview, and I just said, I just saw on television the Berlin Wall has just come down. And he went, what? And we ran off to a television, and then the newspaper, there was two newspapers that day, and the evening newspaper came out with people dancing on the wall. Mm, yeah.
What a moment.
Mm.
And also just that feeling that everything was going to change.
Like yeah.
That, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Wow. Okay, fantastic. What's it called?
Wrote the letter.
I don't think we've actually mentioned it, have we?
I mentioned it at the time. Yeah.
Right,
It's called She Wrote the Letter, and it's on at St. Martin's between the 5th and the 10th of April, and then we're going to be on at La Mama in late June to early July, so the 20th of June till the 3rd of July.
That's right. Okay. Right. Well, what a beautiful story that, and good on you for following it through and actually, and then acting in a how do you feel about acting this part? So well, and is it told? It would have to be told a little bit different to what really happened.
I'm really enjoying it. Kathy's been great, great director, and look, most of it actually absolute fact.
Okay,
so. Really, it is, isn't it, Kathy?
Well, you've been preparing for the role for many years.
Yeah.
I have. No,
and Orta wishes she could be there, but she's instead bought a ticket for every night of the show to give to someone. So she's bought a seat for every performance.
Mm. Oh my gosh.
So she can be present.
Right.
And I just really like something that centres on friendship because that feels really... it's a bit invisible sometimes.
Yeah, and is it being filmed so she'll see it at some stage? Or
are we going to record, we'll video it and record it, and then there is a dream that we would take it to Berlin one day.
Oh, wouldn't that be fantastic? That would be great. Mm. All right, thanks so much for coming in, and what a beautiful story.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks. Thank you so much. We've been talking to Kathy Hunt and Tanya McNaughton.
That surname, what a great surname, Kathy Hunt. what a beautiful surname.
My middle name is Joy.
Hey.
Oh! Oh, that's even better.
You're official.
But my mum said she was going to call me Treasure.
Oh. Treasure Joy Hunt.
Treasure Hunt.
Treasure Hunt. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
That was a joke.
Well, on that note, you're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.